And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name's Erica Elizabeth, and we just heard The Tenant, the most UK DIY sounding band from New York ever, with the possible exception of the Hand Grenades. That was a song called TV Pharmaceuticals from their one and only 7-inch, which came out in 1979. And next is Miserija, who put out a really killer demo on Doomtown at the tail end of last year. And we're gonna hear a song from it called Lancy.
Yeah.
right. That was some one-off electropunk weirdness from Prefix. That track was Ectomorphine from their 7-inch on Subterranean from 1981. We also heard Los Monaguillos from Spain doing De Madame from a 1983 EP. Prior to that, Milwaukee's Amadots and Dobermans, which was never released in their lifetime, but you can find it on a really great Amadots anthology that Rerun Records put out back in 2014. And at the top of the set was Miserija from Croatia doing Lancy from their demo on Doomtown from late last year. And next we're gonna hear I'm So Hollow. This track's Touch from their Emotion Sound Motion LP from 1981.
Let's let you scream it.
just heard the German duo Tito doing a song called Die Liebe ist ein Abenteuer, which means love is an adventure. That's from a 1982 single on the Great Zigzag label. And before Tito, we heard Chai Pig from Akron, Ohio, doing Apu Api Help Me from the Akron compilation on Stiff Records, which came out in 1978. And prior to that, Sour Sob and SPT from their self-titled LP, which came out last year on Hozak. And starting the set was I'm So Hollow and Touch. Next up is a new band from Southern California called Self-Improvement, and the song is Visible Damage.
Something in the blue.
was the Welders, absolutely primo all-girl teenage punk from St. Louis, doing a song called Tourist Trap, which you can find on a new collection called Our Own Oddities 1977 to 1981, co-released by BDR and Bachelor Records. Total treasure trove. There was a 7-inch about a decade ago with 4 Welders songs that they had recorded but never released. But that's been it in terms of recorded output, so having an entire LP's worth of Welders material is great. Before the Welders was some Spanish post-punk from New Buildings doing Long's Avenue from a 1983 12-inch called Le Dernier Home. And before that, Hor Förstår Du Sig. I don't speak Swedish, that was awful, I'm sorry. But the song is called Sexton Pulsar. It's from a collection called Listening Comprehension 1980 to 1982 that came out a few years ago. And at the top of that set was Self Improvement from Long Beach, California, doing Visible Damage, the title track to a digital album that they put out at the tail end of 2021. I don't think it's had a physical release yet, but you can find it on Bandcamp. And now we're going to hear a Dutch band called Interior doing You Never Get the Ones You Want.
Thank you.
was some super wild Japanese post-punk from Mizutama Shobudan doing a track whose title is in Japanese, but I believe it's Jiheso Pati. That's from their first LP from 1981. Before that was Sophisticated Boom Boom from Switzerland. They were the precursor to the band Chin Chin. And we heard a track called Dance With Me from their self-titled LP, originally from 1982, that has been newly re-released. Before Sophisticated Boom Boom was Nail Polish from Seattle, Washington, one of the most underrated bands of the 2010s by far. So killer. We heard Visual Presence from their Authentic Living cassette from 2016. And starting it off was Interior, who later changed their name to Soviet Sex. That was You Never Get the Ones You Want from a self-titled 12-inch on the Plurex label from 1980. I've got one more track, but before we get to it, I'd like to remind you that if you want to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, there's a wealth of material in our archive. You can go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have music that you'd like to submit for potential radio play or to be reviewed on our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, you can send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. And we are also currently looking for new record reviewers, so if you have strong opinions about punk and punk-adjacent music, and you're good with deadlines, drop us a line at reviews@MaximumRockandRoll.com for more information. Maximum Rock and Roll is entirely volunteer run, so if you would like to help support what we're doing, you can make a donation at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. No amount is too small. You can find us on Twitter at MRR Radio. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Brandy with support from Paul, and there is a clean version for airplay at radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com. I'm going to leave y'all with a UK art punk classic from the band Blurt. This is The Fish Needs a Bike, originally from a 1981 7-inch, but you can also find it on a brand new Blurt collection of singles and their first LP just put out by the Italian label Improved Sequence. My name's Erica Elizabeth. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We'll be right back.